As we discussed at length yesterday, the killer stays in the city until the death of the high priest. This Mishnah discusses what happens if the killer leaves the city before their sentence is over. It begins by clarifying that there's actually a buffer zone. Kishem Sheha'ir Koletet, Kach Truma Kolet. Just as the city absorbs the killer, so too does the area around the city absorb the killer. The word Trum is reminiscent of the word Trum Shabbat, which is the Shabbat boundary around a city, 2,000 amot, or about 1 kilometer. However, Rotzeach sheyatza chutz l'tchum u'mitza'o goel hadam, Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer, mitzvah b'yad goel hadam, u'reshut b'yad kol adam. Rabbi Akiva omer, reshut b'yad goel hadam, v'chol adam ein chayavin alav. So when a murderer leaves beyond the Shabbat boundary of the city, and the blood redeemer finds the murderer there, Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, it's a mitzvah, a commandment for the blood redeemer to kill the accidental killer, and it is optional for every other person to do so. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, it is optional for the blood redeemer, and every other person is actually liable for killing the accidental killer. This dispute is deeply philosophical and raises the question of whether society has an interest in the death of the accidental murderer. For Rabbi Yossi Haglili, the answer is an unequivocal yes. He puts all of society in the role of enforcer for the sentence of the accidental killer. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, sees the blood avenger as a concession to the impulse and emotional experience of the next of kin. What the Torah is doing by allowing the next of kin to kill is that it's putting limits on the way that the next of kin can exercise their right to vigilante justice. Only after conviction, and only if the accidental killer rejects the safety afforded by the cities of refuge, may the next of kin kill the person responsible for their loved one's death. Nonetheless, Rabbi Akiva concedes that if someone else were to kill the accidental killer when they were supposed to be inside the city of refuge, that person would not be liable for the death penalty. The next section of the Mishnah returns to the question of the buffer zone. It explores where that buffer zone ends. Inlan shehu omed b'tocha tchum, v'nofon ote chutz l'tchum, o omed chutz l'tchum, v'nofon ote l'tocha tchum, hakol holech achar hanof. A tree that stands within the Shabbat boundary of a city of refuge, whose boughs extend outside the boundary, or a tree that stands outside the boundary and its boughs extend into the boundary, the status of the tree always follows the boughs. The Rambam clarifies that this only goes in a lenient direction for the accidental killer. As soon as they reach the boughs of trees belonging to the city, even if those boughs are outside the Shabbat boundary, the killer is safe from the blood avenger. Tomorrow's final episode of Chapter 2 will explore a few questions relating to the life of the killer in the city of refuge.